98.1 KZE. On the line with me this evening, we have Megan Boylan from Wright's Farm in Gardner. Megan, thank you so much for hopping on. I know you guys are probably dealing with a lot right now, what with the barn fire.
Yes, thank you so much, MK. No, we appreciate all the support, and we've been feeling the love. So it's been a tough couple days, but farmers keep going. So that's what we're doing over here.
Yeah, well, so most important things first, nobody was hurt, right?
That's right, yep.
Good, good, good. And but quite a bit of equipment loss. What did you guys lose in the fire?
Yes, definitely a bit of a loss on our end in terms of equipment. But like you said, thank goodness. Nobody was hurt, but our pole barn housed quite a bit of equipment, including quite a few tractors, and just a lot of our irrigation equipment. You know, we have snow coming up for the winter. We had a lot of our snow removal stuff under there, as well as lots of apple wood, which is why it was kind of an interesting building to go up, right? Because it was a giant campfire the other night, unfortunately.
God.
So, yeah. So, definitely a lot of stuff under there, but thankfully things are replaceable.
Yeah, absolutely. But not at a low cost, unfortunately, I'm sure. I mean,
no.
Just you said like multiple tractors, and I was just like, oh, God, I cannot even imagine what that costs.
Yeah. Well, you know, insurance takes a little while, but thankfully we've started that process. And as we've been saying over at the farm stand, thank goodness it's not April. If the timing had to be now, it's better. You know, we've just finished picking our apple crop, and so we can kind of take our time a little bit easier rather than if it was the beginning of our season. So
yeah. And I understand the farm stand and the brewery are still open. So is that kind of a good way for folks to rally and show support right now, to go and you know, if you've never been, maybe go and patronize the brewery for the first time?
100%. The best way to show support for us right now is to come visit our farm stand or our brewery, which is also on site. Our farm stand is open 7 days a week from 8 to 6, and Gardner Brewing Company is open Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 7. The farm stand is right in front, and our brewery is in the big red barn right behind the farm stand. So it's the same address for both locations. And you know, we're just looking forward to seeing everybody come in. And like I said, just appreciate all the love and support. So, we're hoping that this weekend is a busy one.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some happy things. What's going on at the farm stand? What are you excited about? What are some of your favorite brews at the brewery? Tell me all the good stuff.
Oh, love it. Thank you so much. You know, it's important, for us to make sure that not everything that we say is sounding so somber right now. if anything else, this is just, you know, a new path forward, a new beginning for the farm, a way for us to, you know, evaluate some things and move on even better than we were before.
Yeah.
As for the farm stand, we are currently accepting orders for Thanksgiving pies, which is like a big seller. We have tons of different pies, apple crumb, blueberry, all the way to pecan and pumpkin. Everything in the farm stand is made with things that we grow. Which is one of the coolest parts of our farm. And then in terms of the brewery, we are a farm brewery. We grow all the ingredients that we use in our beer, including, you know, the hops and the barley. We do have a couple of really cool beers on right now. Our Irish Red Ale is probably one of our most popular, our Arlen Corners Red.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Bull Wheel Trail, which is our IPA. And then, you know, we have a full bar at the brewery, so you can get mixed drinks, you can get wine, cider, all New York State products. And then we also have live music every single weekend at the brewery. So if you're looking for just a really fun vibe, good atmosphere, please come out and join us. We're entirely family run on both the farm stand and the brewery. Of course, we have lots of help from our employees, but you will always see a family member at both businesses.
Awesome. Yeah, that's amazing that everything at the farm stand is made with stuff that you've grown. So, I mean, like, these are truly like from scratch pies. I mean, and I'm not trying to give anybody any nefarious ideas, but this sounds like a pie that you could show up to Thanksgiving with and claim to your in-laws that you made it.
We've had quite a few. We won't name any names, but yes, that has happened many times before. As well as, you know, We have apple cider donuts. We have cookies, jams, jellies. We have tons of stuff in the farm stand. It's a really fun place to shop.
Amazing. Once again, if you're just joining me, my guest is Megan Boylan from Wright's Farm in Gardner. You may have heard they just experienced a rather terrible fire, a barn fire in their equipment barn. But luckily, all the humans and the animals okay too?
Yep, animals are fine. We have some cows and chickens, but those are actually housed off-site. So
yeah.
Nobody and no animal was harmed.
Thankfully. Good. As we were saying, the best way to kind of support them at this time is to go and patronize the farm stand, patronize the brewery, and that is Gardner Brewing.
Gardner Brewing Company, yep.
Gardner Brewing Company, which sounds fabulous. What makes a red ale red? Is that a silly question?
The malt.
Okay. So, and yeah. You grow all of the malts, all the hops, all the barley, all that good stuff?
So we grow the hops and the barley, and then we send it up to Dennis up at Hudson Valley Malt in Red Hook, and he takes care of all the malting for us, one of our good friends, another local business. But then it all comes back to us, and we brew in-house.
Right on. And is there any kind of a fundraiser campaign going on, too, that we can tell folks about?
No specific fundraiser campaign. We do have gift cards on our website for sale, but the one thing that we really want people to know and understand is that we love and appreciate all the support that we're getting at this moment in time, but it is extremely important to support local farms year-round for years to come. If you love local farms, then the best thing you can do is make it part of your regular shopping list. Obviously, we understand some people can't always come in, but it is extremely important to make it, you know, just a part of your everyday life, because this is our life, and we know how much support that we get online. But, you know, being able to shop at the farm stand, come to our brewery, see us, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and I'll just throw this out there. The holiday shopping season is coming up. Do you guys sell like six packs and growlers and crawlers to go?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have four packs of cans to go. And you know what? Everybody comes into the farm stand for teacher gifts. We have such lovely gifts at the farm, and everybody loves a homemade pie, like you were saying. So that could be the best teacher gift.
I am a big fan of consumables as gifts, you know, especially local consumables, because, you know, if I'm traveling to see family from out of state, I think it's really nice to be like, yeah, here's something from the area that I live in.
Yes, absolutely. And let me tell you, it is quite an operation over at the farm stand. So please give us a call, place your order. And we'll be ready to give you what you're looking for.
Awesome. Well, Megan, I'm sure you got a lot to do. I'll let you get back to it. Thank you so much for taking some time with us tonight.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, MK.